My delusion score is 5 out of 5, and you don't belong on this planet. I don't belong on this planet when it comes to dating. Anyway, guys, we'll get back to that in a second, but for now, it's me, Jaleesa.
I don't care!
We're talking about dating. Dun, 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 dun. Can you guys cue some real dramatic music, please?
I just want to say this. Women's quirkiness, it's cuter when they're young and cuter. As they get older, it just gets annoying. Or after you've been around it for a certain amount of time, it just get annoying. And another thing I want to point out real quick. So this was like 4 or 5 years ago. We're going to call it 5 years ago. She's 42 now. So she was 37 when this video was made, roughly. And she's still trying to show her midsection. Y'all know I got a pet peeve for women over 25 max still trying to show their belly off or midsection off. Like, grow the fuck up.
I don't want to.
You're probably thinking, she's still single? Or like everyone likes to comment on my social media, why are you single? Like, damn, babe, there must be something wrong with you. Why you ain't married? All these comments, trust me, I read them, I see them. When my friends come over and they're like, really? So you have more face masks in your fridge and wine than you actually have food?
Another day, another dysfunction.
I feel like, okay, so that is a way of telling me I'm so single. I do like being so single at times. I love laying on this bed literally like any way I want. But then there's other times where I don't want to lay in the bed all by myself. I want to share my life with somebody.
That's too damn bad!
All I want is to do share love and feel with people, and it's like, no. You don't get any of that, you dirty whore.
Why the fuck can't she keep a fucking man? The easiest thing on earth to sell is pussy. You would have a harder time finding drinkable water in Walmart than selling pussy. If this bitch can't sell her damn pussy, that, trust me, dude, that is a much bigger problem than you think it is. At that point, hey, like I said, either she's an easy town bicycle or keep her the fuck away from me. Because she's proved what she is over the last 15, 20 years.
I feel like I've been very much putting myself out there by way of advice of my friends. They said, Julie, you just gotta put yourself out there. And I thought, yeah, I'm ready to do that. And then a pandemic happens. So I was trying to figure out, how am I even supposed to date during a pandemic?
Ma'am, you're 37 years old, long before the pandemic. I love when they try to use recent excuses, you know, 37 in 2021, talking about, oh, I'm single because COVID. No, you single because you've been a train wreck since 15 and chasing all the wrong men.
I ain't forgot about that shit. Y'all niggas think I forgot, nigga. I ain't forgot about none of that shit.
I ended up actually fast forwarding to having a quarantine boo. I will never share who that person is, so I'm just letting you guys know from now, keeping it real. In my heart of heart, I don't ever want to put out there who I'm actually dating, literally until I'm married. I don't know, I've always been really, really protective about who I want to put on my Instagram when it came to my dating and love life.
And why do you think that is? Because she know there's a good chance it's going to end up like all the other relationships since she was 15, not working out. And she don't want to have to keep explaining that over and over and over again. She know what her pattern is. And who gives a fuck about posting on Instagram? See, this is what her life is about. These self-absorbed content creator types, it's all about how stuff look online. What are the comments going to say? Real men don't want to deal with that.
I've never posted anybody on my social media, and I've been very intentional about that. I've always said to myself, I literally don't want to post my man unless I know for sure I got that ball and chain on him. I'm just kidding. Until I know for sure that I am absolutely married. I basically thought, if I go about it too prematurely, you just never know what's going to happen. I grew up in a very traditional household.
She wasn't kidding about the ball and chain.
Well, duh.
That is what marriage is for men. It's to lock you down and not be able to run when I get crazy and unbearable. And I'm belittling you and controlling you. Yeah, it's the ball and chain, so you can't go anywhere. And I got the power to ruin your life, so you gotta stay with me. Until I don't want to be with you no more, and then I still can ruin your life.
Say what?
Yeah, she wasn't kidding. She know what it is. Because it's all downhill from here. As beautiful as she is, with a face full of makeup, she only gets uglier, older, and more obnoxious from here. Possibly fatter. She's already given her best years to other men. Not another man, other men. Because there's two type of women on the dating market. Women who are for a man and women who are for men. After three partners, I'll give a bitch three. After three partners, you're officially for men. And for people who are real sticklers, they'll say after one partner, you're officially for men. And technically, literally, that's true. You're not for a man because you've been with two men. But I'll give a bitch three. Once you hit that fourth man, you're officially for men.
Oh, okay. I see what you did there.
If I go about it too prematurely, you just never know what's gonna happen. I grew up in a very traditional household. When I say that, meaning like my parents have literally been together forever. Like literally forever, since the beginning of time, I think they've been together.
I'm not allowed to go visit my dad anymore. He's like, I don't wanna be seen in public with you.
Yeah, you ain't never gonna know nothing about that, unfortunately. See, I love when women do this. They wanna brag on their parents being together for this amount of years and all that. They don't got nothing to do with you. And it doesn't make it better that you're so pathetic today on the dating market.
Nice try.
Apparently they didn't instill their values in you enough. Or apparently you haven't been learning for your parents, so don't bring them into this mess. And because it's basically throwing dirt on their name by associating yourself with them.
Okay, you know what, though? Ain't nothing funny about that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish one of y'all would just start laughing, because y'all know you think this is funny.
The more insecure she get about getting older, the more she gonna be trying to show her butt cheeks and her pussy breath. She gotta shoot shit in her fucking neck and try to come up with new fucking George Lucas tricks to get men to not realize that she's 42, and maybe he'll mistake me for a 32 or 28-year-old. Yeah, fancy trips and dinners that you could pay for by your fucking self. You're by yourself. This is a 42-year-old woman, by the way, y'all. Self-absorbed, egotistical, and there's not enough room in her brain for a man to be a part of her life because her ego's too fucking big. It's taking up too much space. Yeah, that's all she got left. Don't you want to fuck my tits? That's all she got left at 42, and it's sick and sad.
I was engaged at 24 years old, and I think I even forget sometimes. I swear, Roxy, it's like so long ago.
Looking back at it then, knowing now, would that have been the best decision for you? How much would your life have changed had you said yes or went through with that marriage at 24? And do you think that it's actually better to wait as a woman to wait later in life to decide whether you want marriage and kids?
Are you fucking serious, ho?
I certainly would say, A, kids are a miracle. We know this. So the timing, I don't think is ever going to be right. And from the friends that I have that do have kids, they'll tell you. Mm-hmm. But my life would have been completely different. I don't think that I would look as youthful.
You just saying anything now, ho.
Right, and that's what it's all about to them. That's what it's all about, being a hot piece of F meat. Forget the miracle of childbirth. Didn't she just call it a miracle? Yes, it was a miracle. Forget cultivating a family and having a legacy and having a whole room full of people at your deathbed or during family reunions. It's 100 people in the room and you're responsible for all of them. You started it all, sitting back at grandma, like, look at all my babies. Forget all that, because I still want to be a hot piece of F meat. So, right. Exactly.
It's unbelievable. Just dense. Just fucking just ridiculous.
Women are willing to sacrifice their family, just like when they get a divorce. I'm willing to sacrifice my family for my happiness. But really, I'm willing to sacrifice my family to go back on the F market and be a hot piece of F meat for a few months. I'll throw away my whole family so I can feel sexy again on the dating market on Tinder. Or I'll forfeit getting married and having kids so I can be on Instagrams. Yeah, forget the miracle of childbirth when you can be on Instagram in Cabo. See? Why start a family when I can have a leather jacket and a martini making kissy face at 42?
She's a waste of fucking space, dude. She might be good to come down her throat, something like that. And after that, she's fucking in the dating market. She's done.